Oh my. Juliet?
Really?
This role is a stretch, wouldn't you say, love? You'd be better suited playing Lear. Best to take one little talent you've acquired far away from here. Not that I don't advocate the theater, but a circus I can do without. It's obvious just what your act is all about.
She's lovely.
First you'll seduce him with your cheap vaudevillian ways.
She's lovely.
Until he's drowning you in champagne and bouquets.
She's lovely.
For God's sake, next you'll set up housing Kellynch Hall. What you can't foresee is your scheme ends with me.
She's lovely.
And it's rather odd, this whole arrangement.
I just get his attention.
William's there and I'm left next to her.
At intermission, I will
if he caught my eye, he'd see that this is not the setup I prefer.
Every word is
and I know in time that you'll agree with me.
William, look in my direction.
What a perfect couple you and I are destined to be.
Oh, dear Walter, sit back in your chair. I hear Walter whispers everywhere. Must you gawk, must you drool, must you act the fool? The gossips are out there, no doubt, talk about us all.
Well, of all the gall, it's a shame, it's a sham, it's a travesty.
What's become of refinement and decency? The rules and the ways that were valued back when. I'm afraid in this rude, careless age, can we find them again? I might show them all, so go on, let the curtain fall.
Romeo and Juliet know their own hearts so quickly, instantaneously. An affirmation of love at first sight, wouldn't you say?
And he whispers and she listens and they smile and engage. And he ogles and he hovers while the lovers on the stage find a way to find each other in a world that's filled with rage. And that rage on the stage is familiar, too familiar. And again her ceaseless chatter is encouraged by her charm. So he leans in and he lingers with his fingers on her arm. And if he does it one more time, it may be caused to do some harm. But the charm of her arm is familiar. Who can blame him? So familiar.
And you're able to so elegantly translate Shakespeare's intentions. You astonish me.
If he were a bit less pleasing, if she were a bit less kind, if I could erase the thoughts of him with her that consume my mind. But I can't. They seem to own me. After all, if it's over, then go on, let the curtain fall.
William, I detect a shift of interest.
Someone kind like
meaning
you,
my objective hasn't failed.
Will anyone just look at
and
me?
And stop taking all those glances at the Admiral, dear, that ship has sailed.
And he whispers and she listens and they smile.
Don't you see, this isn't where I wish to be.
Something strange going on, I'm beginning to see
a change from
Anne
the ways we established.
To
I'm afraid I'm
afraid to set it all over again.